Hey, welcome to the Play, Move, Improve podcast. You're listening to Robin Papworth. I'm a mum of three little ones, an exercise physiologist, developmental educator, and early learning speaker. I'll be empowering you to set up engaging play activities to improve children's development, health, and learning outcomes. Thank you for listening.
I'm sure you've seen it a lot lately, children struggling with the basic sensory skills that we never would have worried about 10 years ago. We're seeing children nervous of getting sand on their hands, concerned about washing their hands with soap and water. They're struggling to connect with their own body to know if they're hungry, thirsty, warm or cold. In summertime, we see children outside in jumpers and jackets, bright red faces, but not connecting with their sensations to know that they're hot. Similarly, in the winter, they're outside, you know, in the breeze, in the cold, cold breeze, without a jacket, without socks, unaware that their body is cold. The sensations that we need to provide children are, there's eight of them. We need to provide them with visual sensation. Visual sensation is such a underestimated skill, and visual sensation isn't just flashing lights on an iPad. It's 3D visual sensation, 3D images, that objects that have shadows and contrast. Visual concepts like going out in the sunlight and then in the shade, searching for objects through sensory tubs with objects hidden under layers of rice or sand. Visually, we want to also look near and far. So screen time we're seeing is having a big impact on children's visual sensation because the iPad is held at arm's length. But when you remember when we were young, we used to look up at the clouds and look at the contrast between the blue and gray and white. We used to look out at the trees and find all the different species of birds and butterflies and bees. Children are really struggling in this area of sensation and really not looking out into their world with their visual sensation at the moment. The next sensation is auditory, hearing different sounds, and not just the agitating sounds that we have on our apps, but sounds like deep beat, drum beat sounds, high pitch birds tweeting sounds, sounds that are close to us, sounds that are far, sounds that require us to look out for risk, sounds that provide us with calm. We're finding that children are very sensitive to environmental sounds lately. So we want to try and play fun sound games where we play a random bunch of sounds and guess what sound that might be. Is it a train? Is it a fridge? Is it a kettle? We also want to play with music, enjoy the different sounds of music. When we were younger, we used to fill up glasses with different levels of water and tap them and hear how the water had an impact on the depth of sound. Try and encourage children to play drums with pots and pans like we used to do. The next sensation is taste. Taste we know is so important for all of us. It brings us warmth and comfort and joy. We know that some children with social isolation, they got in some habits with challenges with trying different foods. So if your child is struggling with taste, please be sure to contact a dietitian or a speech pathologist, as these people are fantastic in this area of food avoidance or food sensitivity. The next sensation is smell. We underestimate the power of smell. Smell is closely linked to our memory. So if we smell lavender and we remember a moment when we felt calm, next time we smell lavender, our nervous system will start to feel calm. If we're out in the garden and we're smelling chamomile and lemon myrtle and rosemary, it's wonderful to be in amongst these beautiful herbs that we feel so connected to when we smell different scents. Now, of course, some children will be more sensitive to smells than others, so always make sure the scents that you provide in your program can be moved away. For example, keep your old shampoo bottles. Old shampoo bottles are amazing for creating a real quick whiff of beautiful different scents. So if you have a shampoo bottle in your shower, recycle them and squeeze them and talk to the children about all the different smells that shampoos smell like. Also, in your baking, make sure that you provide different herbs and scents in your baking programs. When I'm working with children who are sensitive to smell, I make sure the smells are on a handkerchief or a cotton ball. So if I'm losing their focus or I'm creating anxiety for them, I can quickly take those handkerchiefs or cotton balls away and reduce the smell in the space. The next sensation that's really important is touch. we're seeing so many children not interacting with their environment around them through touch. They're holding a screen or plastic toys. And now I'm all for plastic toys that my children grew up around them. But we also had wooden and fabric and nature play resources. It's really important that we provide children with a well-rounded sensory toolkit. We might like to play games where we hide our favorite cars in a bubble bath tub. We might like to play games where we try and put our hands into a bag and guess what soft objects we're pulling out. Other great tactile games are getting out in the garden, weeding and planting and tearing rosemary off the twigs. We need to use our hands in all of the different sensations that we can have. Rolling out pancake dough, making bread, playing with Play-Doh. Our hands can't learn fine motor development without sensory integration. Our hands need to feel all 10 fingers to be able to then coordinate a pair of scissors or a pencil. And I'm seeing that more and more children are reluctant to play out in the mud or the sand or the water because they're not getting exposed to these really important sensory skills as part of their play. So please ensure that children have sensory tubs where I understand it's chaotic and messy sometimes, but if it's in a tub where they can play with different dough and sand and corn kernels. Even a fun thing is corn flour and conditioner makes an incredible cloud dough that children love to squeeze through their hands. Of course, if you're nervous about wasting food, I completely understand. So you can mix sand with conditioner or sand with water. And when we're using sand with different materials, the children will love to explore whether they feel fluffy or gritty or rough. We want to try and provide children with those really important tactile sensations. And of course, if they're feeling nervous about the mess of their hands, have a face washer or a washcloth or a small tub of water right next to them so they can quickly know that they don't have to move from their chair. They just pick up the face washer or the washcloth and straight away their hands are clean. We're building up their tolerance bit by bit, nice and slowly. The three special senses that I really encourage you to work on very intensely, and I'll create very specific podcast episodes for each one of these, is the vestibular system, proprioception, and interoception. As quick as I can give it to you because I know you're super busy. Vestibular is the movement of our head. When I move my head upside down to play tunnel ball or looking up to tap a balloon, my vestibular system is telling my head what speed it's moving at, where I am in the world around me, how far I am away, positioned from my friends or the table or my teacher. The vestibular system gives you a sense of balance. So when I move my head to dance or spin or roll, it tells my body where it is and it gives my body a sense of movement. When we are on screens for too long, we're limiting children's vestibular movement. They're not moving their head when they're staring at a screen. Even if you remember when we were younger, we used to go to the supermarket. We used to walk up and down each aisle, looking to the left at the lolly aisle and looking to the right at the chip aisle, looking up at all the signs of the aisles, looking down at the apples in the fruit and veg section. Our head was constantly moving every shopping experience. But now we're seeing children in a trolley staring at an iPad, in a stroller staring at a phone, or you know, doing click and collect. Children aren't getting those daily moments of the vestibular activity that their brain and body needs. So we really need to bring back games like tunnel ball, tapping a balloon, popping bubbles that are above head height, crawling through tunnels, rolling across a yoga mat, spinning on the spot. We've got to prioritize these actions. Proprioception is the feeling of pressure within our joints. And what we're seeing is children are sitting very sedentary these days, sitting still in a high chair, sitting still in a stroller, sitting still in a trolley. And I know that we have really busy, hectic, overwhelming days as mums and dads, but we've got to prioritize proprioception. We need children to crawl, jump, hop, play down ball, play basketball with rolled up pairs of socks, dance in the kitchen, spin in the lounge room. The body needs to feel movement. It needs to feel pressure in our joints when we hop or jump or stand on one foot. But if we're sitting sedentary a lot of the time, even if we're sitting at tabletop doing lots of handwriting, fine motor tasks, the body needs proprioception first. It needs to fidget and wriggle so it understands where its the body parts are. If we limit movement, we create this ripple effect where we're struggling with self-regulation, understanding our sensory world. So if you need help, just go to my Play Move Improve website, type in gross motor or obstacle course, and you'll get so many wonderful, easy proprioception ideas. The last sensation for today's episode is interoception. Interoception is the sensation within yourself. Something has changed inside your body. That might be suddenly now you feel hungry, you feel thirsty, you need to go to the toilet, you feel hot, frustrated, agitated. But we need to have a connection with our own body, with self. And this is where we're seeing a real challenge since social isolation, since screen time, because we know that our little ones haven't been out in the wind, feeling the wind against their face. And whether that wind be warm wind or cold wind, we're not feeling the warm sun on the back of our head or the cold water on our feet. We're having very indoor lifestyles these days. Some children, of course, are out and about developing their interoception skills, but other children are sitting in a house with very similar temperature. No real strong sunlight on their body or breeze coming through the window. So we're not getting that sensory connection to our own body. We also need to relook at our routines where we're asking children, are they hungry? They may not know. So we need to make sure when we are eating to connect with our body. What does our food taste like, feel like, smell like? As we're eating our meal, how does our tummy feel? Has our tummy gone from feeling really grumbly hungry to now starting to feel full? Similar to when we have a nice, cold, icy drink of water. We talk about it with the children. How cold is it? Does it feel good? As it goes down our throat, does our throat now feel less dry? I know it sounds bizarre having to be so in-depth and so specific with the children, but they're living a lifestyle now which is lacking these experiences as part of their daily living. So we need to create these experiences, talk about these experiences so we can start to bridge these gaps. If we continue along our path where children aren't getting the sensation and the play that they need, then we're going to see children struggling to self-regulate, control their emotions, focus in class, because a key part of our self-regulation or self-control or impulse control is sensory development, and we're just seeing so many children struggle with that at the moment. So I encourage you to try one of these activities today. Let me know if it worked or didn't work, and I can always help you brainstorm more ideas. I'm here for you. You're doing an amazing job. It's really tricky times at the moment, so hang in there, and I'm always here. Come find me, come say hello, send me a message. You've got this. Chat soon.
You have been listening to Robin Papworth, exercise physiologist, developmental educator, speaker, author, mum of three, from Play, Move, Improve. If you have enjoyed our content, please leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or on our website, playmoveimprove.com.au. Have a great day.